You're listening to 8:30 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump is trying to distance himself from bad economic reports as he marks 100 days in office. At a cabinet meeting today, Trump blamed the economy on his predecessor, former President Biden. NPR's Deepa Shivaram with more.
In the months since Trump took office, consumer confidence in the economy has tumbled. The stock market has taken a roller coaster ride downhill, and the U.S. GDP has contracted. Trump started the meeting by saying it wasn't his fault.
Probably saw some numbers today, and I have to start off by saying that's Biden. That's not Trump, because we came in on January. This is quarterly numbers.
Trump also downplayed the looming effects of his trade war with China on the cost and availability of goods, saying that things like children's dolls might cost a couple dollars more. Trump's cabinet meeting went on for roughly 2 hours, which largely consisted of cabinet members complimenting the president on his work in the first 100 days of the administration. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, The White House.
Reporters were also in the room. One asked Secretary of State Marco Rubio if he'd been in touch with the government of El Salvador about returning Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the Maryland man who was wrongfully deported due to, as the White House describes it, an administrative error.
Well, I would never tell you that. And you know who else I'll never tell? A judge. Because the conduct of our foreign policy belongs to the President of the United States and the executive branch, not some judge. So we will conduct foreign policy appropriately if we need to, but I'll never discuss it. And no one will ever make us discuss it, because that's how foreign policy works.
Meanwhile, a Columbia University student is out on bail and fighting deportation. Mohsen Madawi, a green card holder, was recently detained as he was in the process of finalizing his U.S. citizenship. NPR's Sergio Martinez-Beltran reports that today a federal judge in Vermont ordered Madawi's release while the case is pending.
Madawi was one of the leaders of the protests at Columbia University against the war in Gaza. He has been accused by the Trump administration of undermining its effort to combat anti-Semitism and was arrested earlier this month by immigration agents after finalizing his naturalization interview in Vermont. Federal Judge Jeffrey Crawford said Monday Madawi's two-week detention, quote, so far demonstrates great harm to a person who has been charged with no crime. So he ordered his immediate release. Madawi said his release sends a message that, quote, we the people will hold the Constitution accountable for the principles and values that we believe in. And he told the Trump administration he's not afraid of them because fear is replaced by love. Sergio Martinez Beltran, NPR News.
President Trump says he's spoken with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and congratulated him on his election, saying Carney is, quote, could not have been nicer. He says Carney will, quote, come through the White House very shortly, within the next week or sooner. The outcome of Canada's election was widely seen as a response to President Trump's tariff and sovereignty threats against Canada. From Washington, this is NPR News. Florida is on the verge of banning fluoride from public drinking water. Governor Ron DeSantis is set to sign or veto the legislation after it won final approval in the state legislature yesterday. The only other state that's banned fluoride in public drinking water is Utah. The action's in line with Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s push against fluoride in tap water that he and others have said pose a public health risk. Many dentists and other public health officials dispute the claim. They argue fluoride replaces minerals lost during normal wear and tear and helps prevent cavities. Hollywood is getting ready for a new round of summer movies. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports there is a lot at stake for the film industry. The summer season that starts this weekend usually accounts for around half of the year's box office revenue.
Nearly 50 movies are coming out in theaters this summer, and it feels like nearly all of them are part of massive franchises.
Maybe we should make it quick.
From Jurassic Park to a John Wick spinoff, from Mission Impossible to two Marvel movies, from Superman to the Smurfs. One of the few major summer movies with blockbuster buzz that is not drawing from existing intellectual property is the film F1, about Formula One race car drivers.
There's 20 other drivers still out on that track.
Box office analysts are hopeful that the springtime success of a Minecraft movie and the horror film Sinners have primed audiences to return in person to theaters. Neto Ulibi, NPR News.
The Dow has closed up 141 points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkin out to Castle Cape, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 7 feet. Tonight variable winds 10 knots, seas 5 feet. And Thursday northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory Thursday. Today northwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. And Thursday northwest winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Thursday. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet. And Thursday, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory Thursday. Today, west winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, west winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. And Thursday, west winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet with rain and snow. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory tonight and Thursday. Today, west winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet with rain. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet with rain and snow. And Thursday, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet with snow. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, a slight chance of showers before 4 p.m., mostly sunny, highs near 45, west winds 15 miles per hour. Tonight, a slight chance of showers before 7 p.m., then a chance of showers after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy, lows around 36, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 20. And Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 40, northwest winds around 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:06 a.m. at 8 feet 6 inches, a low at 11:19 a.m. a minus tide of 2 feet 2 inches, a high tide at 6:04 at 5 feet 10 inches, and a low tonight at 10:51 at 2 feet 10 inches. Your sun rose at 7:01 this morning, and your sun will set at 10:17, bringing us up to 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Start out here with the Culture Club with Time, Clock of the Heart, and then Steve Winwood with Talking Back to the Night. After that, you too with Where the Streets Have No Name.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was up next with the Piper. After that, Status Quo with Old Rag Blues, and then Boston with Living for You.
We're following the Piper, and we dance beneath the moon.
Now we have Michael Jackson with Smooth Criminal. After that, Joe and Jett and the Blackhearts with Fake Friends. And then the Smiths with How Soon Is Now.
As
Yeah, up next we have Kool & the Gang with Fresh, and then the Motels with Only the Lonely, and we might have some time for Daryl Hall and John Oates with You Make My Dreams.
We walked the loneliest smile. We smile without any style. We kiss altogether wrong, no intention. We lie about each other's strengths. We live without each other. We'll be right back.
that hair. And-